Hello?
Oh, wait. It's been forever since I last did a Twitter space.
Oh yeah, you guys can... Oh, can you guys hear me?
La. I don't know if my phone is, like, lagging or... I'm not sure if my phone is lagging or the audio thingy in Twitter is like not working. No, okay, you guys can hear me. In case you wanna chat, there's the free chat waiting room on YouTube that you guys can use. A surprise to be sure, but a welcome one. Yeah, I didn't have a stream scheduled today, but I have some time, lunch time, so I decided to just do a Twitter space, because I'm too lazy to make a YouTube waiting room. Ohayou gozaimasu, gokigenyo, arasama desu. I'm here. I'm eating lunch. While doing a Twitter space. Man. I was supposed to stream Smash yesterday. But the perms. Nintendo perms. Yeah. So I just didn't do anything yesterday. Except, I guess. You know, I guess I talked to my Justinian mom yesterday. You guys saw the tweet? The letter tweet? The tweet about the letter. It was so random. It was so out of nowhere that she would give me a letter, an encouragement letter. I really appreciate it, though. So I decided, maybe I should, like, take the time to just talk to mom today. And so I did talk to my mom, and I got a few stuff. Her favorite video. I told her, do you have like a favorite stream? Do you have a favorite stream? Do you have a favorite video of mine? She said, oh, I really like the McDonald's video. I told her, did you get the joke, though? She was like, no, but it was funny. I think, if you were to stream, like, role-playing as a McDonald's worker, it would be so funny. She didn't get the joke. I am 100% sure that she didn't get the joke in the video. And then her favorite song cover was Odo by Ado. That was her favorite. You actually let your mom watch your streams? She does know it. She does know about the VTubing. She knows about it. Because she was like, what the heck have you been doing for the past few months? And I was like, well, I do streaming. And she was like, what streaming? Isn't that like face streaming? Like face? You show your face on the internet? I was like, no. It's like I stream as an anime girl. And she was like, oh, you still like anime? Yeah, of course. Anime, of course. let me just drink coffee. I haven't eaten anything yet, but I woke up super early today for Princess Judy's. And I just want to go back to sleep. I actually accidentally slept through the meeting. And I slept through the meeting. And I almost got scolded. I hope they didn't notice. I mean, our time was like around 10:30 in the morning. The meeting will end at 10:30 in the morning, and I got out of the Zoom meeting at like 10:45, but there were a few people still asking for like questions and clarifications, and I was just there like sleeping. I'm so fucking thankful that I'm not the only one. I wasn't the only one in the room. So it's all good. It's all Gucci. Anime Girl by Night. Oh, well, by day. I guess that's a true, somehow accurate description of how I am in real life. Yeah. I don't look like my mom, though. Someone in chat said, was mom scared we couldn't handle the handle Hylas solid 8 out of 10 face? Maybe. I look like my mom. I don't know about my dad, but I look so much like my mom. Did you record the meeting? I did record the meeting. I did. For lunch, I have mixed vegetables and eggs. And with a side of rice. Because I need some energy. Will there be another drawing stream? Yes, there's actually a drawing stream on a Friday. Around afternoon JST time. And I wanted to go to a coffee shop, but I have no time. I still have to do something afterwards. I can only spare like 30? Like 30? I can only spare like 30 minutes in this Twitter space. I gotta eat fast because I have to do something. But like, you know, I decided, meh, I'll just have lunch while doing a Twitter space. Because it's boring. It's kind of boring to eat alone. Mom's an 8 out of 10? No, my mom's like a 10 out of 10. I gotta be the supportive daughter I am. So she's a 10 out of 10 in my book. Did you remember to end the recording? Yeah, I did. I did. I did. Good luck. Thank you. Arigato. I hope everyone is doing well, though. Good luck with that, whatever work you have. Man. Oh, my head kind of hurts. I'm so sleepy. I already slept during the meeting, but I'm still so fucking sleepy. You could do a Twitter space at any moment, and I bet a lot of us would show up. Bet. Eating alone is sad. I think it's actually really nice. Eating alone. I mean, I don't want to eat alone in public. I would prefer, like, having a co-worker with me or a friend with me. But eating alone inside your little room is relaxing. I could just pop a YouTube video and like watch it. But I decided, hey, I didn't stream yesterday, I didn't stream last night, so maybe might as well just do a Twitter space to make up for the lost time. Long time no see, monkey. It's been a while. Maybe get a quick nap, maybe after I do my work. Still have a lot to do. Like, I have about 3 things I have to do today. Did you grind Apex last night? No, I didn't. I haven't been able to play Apex quite often. I don't really have the time and energy to do it. I don't know. I've been burnt out with Apex, man. It's kind of sad. Like, where did all my love and motivation for Apex go? It's just gone now. Kind of sad to think about it. Mm-mm-mm. All what you have to do after isn't too much, so you can get some rest. I got this, I think. I have all the time to sleep anyways. I'm done with the meetings today. I just have to, like, do some tasks. Some paperwork. And I'm done. I prefer eating alone. Get to chill, enjoy my food, and watch a video. Yeah, me too. That's what I like to do. Inside my room. But if it's outside, I would prefer it with, like, someone. Because, I don't know. I get so much, you know, social anxiety when I eat alone. So I always prefer to, like, eat with someone I know. So that, you know, it's all comfy. Comfy. But yeah, I'm kind of used to, like, eating alone in the room. Duh. This is my lifestyle now. I eat alone and just chill with a video or pop some anime on the screen. Yeah. Taking a break. I feel like I took too many breaks with Apex, you know. But it doesn't feel super fun when I play with randos. I wanted to grind until platinum, but I only got to, like, I'm, like, hard stuck gold. Because two reasons. One is, I haven't been able to play. And second, it feels so hard to play without a pre-made squad, you know. Why are you eating? I'm eating. I haven't actually eaten. Oh my god. I haven't actually eaten yet. I've been talking all this time. I have mixed vegetables and eggs and rice for lunch. Oh my god, I haven't eaten yet. Let me eat. I only have like 30 minutes to spare. Man, okay. Itadakimasu. Oh my god. I think I put too much salt in the vegetables. Oh my god, it's so salty. Oh my god. Is this real? It's so fucking salty. Anyway. Water can wash it away. No problem. Food too salty? Just wash it away with water. Must be your Apex salt leaking out. True. So much Charizard on the veggies. True. They say if you cook salty things with a potato, the potato absorbs the salt. I don't want a salty potato, though. I don't want a salty potato. Ugh. Oh my god, so many things to do today. And I have to do, like, a bunch of recordings too, but... Oh man. I think I know how to manage my time. I think I can confidently manage my time. But... It depends. Eat French fries. I don't like French fries. I don't like the salted French fries. I mean, it's okay, but I would prefer, like, some cheese sauce on it or something. Potatoes are inherently starchy, and water remakes them good at absorbing salt. Oh my god, the more you know. I'm learning. If I were to start learning JP cuisine or Asian in general, which dish could I start with? Karaage. Oh, karaage is easy to make. Karaage is so easy to make. Even someone like me, who is not good at cooking, can make karaage. Karaage is good. What's the other one? Oh, you can try fried rice. Like egg fried rice. That's good too. I just make egg fried rice. Right? Egg fried rice is good. Egg fried rice is easy to make. Nom, 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 nom. Depends on how long is the activity in question. Recording, you should serenade us right now. Oh, I'm good at serenading people. I have a golden voice. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z. Now I... God. It's been super cold recently, too, so... I'm not sure if I can sing properly. Sing. The golden Isla voice. This isn't even my peak golden voice yet. What I've been doing yesterday too was I was thinking of like songs to sing for next karaoke, for 30K karaoke. I'm still torn on whether I have to like sing all English or I could sing mixed English and Japanese or So many things I want to sing. I just want to do a karaoke stream. I barf. I vomit. I thought phone mic was best mic though. Hey, phone mic is actually one of the good mics. If you have a good phone, that is. If you have a good phone, then... you can make song covers in really good quality as well. There are like lots of people who make their recordings with a phone. I used to do recording with a phone. And it turned out super good too. I wonder if you guys can hear that, but there's like construction ongoing in the other room. Ian songs. Yeah, I was thinking of solo Ian songs. We joke about singing English. No, it's okay. Like, I really did plan on doing, like, English-only karaoke. But then I think about how I've been wanting to, like, sing Japanese karaoke as well. Maybe I could do a mix of both. I have a Nokia, best phone. I owned one of those before too. Alternate each lyric between English and Japanese. Wasn't there the, what is it called? What's that popular Japanese song? Yoru ni kakeru. It was like English version of that. There was like an English version of that, the Into the Night. And it sounds like the Japanese version. See the moon, you're on me, falling and we were dissolving. Like, what the fuck? See the moon, you're on me. And then the English was like, see the move, you're on me. Like, holy shit, that's smart. It feels so weird to like listen to the English version of Racing in the Night, Yoru ni Kakeru. There's like an English version of that, like made by the official nandakke. What's that artist? Yoasobi. Yeah, there's an English version of that song, and it sounds exactly like the Japanese version. Because the Japanese version was like, Shizumu Yowoni. And then the English is like, see the move, you're on me. Like, holy shit. Yeah, it's the official English version. It's not like any other, like, trans lyrics in YouTube. It's crazy. Like, I was having goosebumps while listening to that. Even, Kaibutsu? Is this Kaibutsu? Kaibutsu. It has an English version? Oh my god, I haven't listened to it yet. I rarely like listen to like English covers of originally Japanese songs. I rarely like listen to it. Oh, you know my Envy Baby cover has like English on it. Like I switched from Japanese to English. I was supposed to like sing it in full Japanese, but I thought to myself, well, I'm in a Japanese company marketing English VTubers, like catering to EN fans, so I should probably add in a little English here. So I was like, okay, I'll sing two versions of it. Yeah. I do a lot of English covers of their own songs, and they all sound exactly like the original songs, right? It's so smart. Like, how do they do the wordplay? Like, they always try to like make the sound of the words fit with the original. Amazing. Some songs were really ruined after changing the language of the lyrics. It depends, because if you sing songs in Japanese and you don't know Japanese, then it's not weird. But if you know Japanese and you listen to Japanese songs, you're gonna be like, what the fuck are these lyrics? This shit's catchy, but I don't understand it. My crew and I are making Isla outfit for the upcoming cosplay fest. Oh, Isla outfit? Ooh. I will show you in the cold night once it's done. Oh, Isla outfit, Isla cosplay. Oh my gosh. I've actually asked about like how much my dress is. And it's like I asked how much, it's like $100. And I was like, maybe I should get myself a Vestinian dress. But then again, I wouldn't wear it outside. I wouldn't wear it to work. What do you mean Isla cosplay? I am Isla Coleman. Why would I cosplay myself? Did you sing Yoru ni Kakeru? I think I sang it in a karaoke, but not an official cover. Because I thought that song was dead. I thought that song was dead. Yoru ni Kakeru has been out for like so long. I thought it was dead. So I thought to myself, man, I don't want to sing this song anymore. It's dead. Dead song. Gotta get in character. Like it's $100 or $120. And I was like considering just to like to buy it for like just my wardrobe, you know, just to like place it in my wardrobe. But I wanted it to be practical, and you know, I wouldn't wear it outside. So I thought to myself, yeah, maybe this $100 is like not worth it. Not worth the price. いただきます。 Have you seen the meme of racing into the night and pumped up kicks? I don't think so. I haven't seen it yet. Bet your ribbon costs $200? Probably not. I don't know. I have no idea. Maybe I have to ask more about it. But they gave me like a rough estimate on how much is it. They told me like, it's about $120 or $100 probably. You gotta get your measurements and all first. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll think about it. Why wouldn't you go to Burger King with an island trip? Oh, no, I don't want to do that. I want to do it because, you know, it's a small world, so you never know. It's a small world. Maybe someone will be like, oh, my God, are you wearing an Idol Coleman cosplay? And I'm going to be like, I'm Idol Coleman, though. Then you spent $300 on Apex. Please don't remind me about my $300 on Apex. Please don't remind me. I'm so salty up until this day. I could have just bought like 5-6 seasons of battle passes with that $300, but fuck. I'm so stupid. I didn't even get what I wanted. Try to find it and put it in Twitter. Okay. Speaking of other cosplay, that means a wig of your hair would have super long braids. Poor wig maker. That's easy. It's easy. Just braid up some hair. It's not that hard. Just braid up some hair. Whoa, you even sound just like her. Like Isla Coleman? Thank you. I don't even know how I would speak to people in real life if they were like, hey, you sound like that one VTuber. I mean, I don't think I'm popular enough to have that sort of like, to receive that sort of recognition from the public. But, you know, I wouldn't know how to like talk to people about it. Like, hey, you sound like that one VTuber. How am I going to respond? I'm going to be like,
yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. Something like that. Oh, no. My girlfriend got one long ass hair, so we just decided to dye it. Oh, man. I love dyeing my hair. I actually just dyed it. I don't tell these types of information on stream because I thought it was relevant since I don't show my face anyway, but I love dyeing my hair. And the most recent hair dye that I got was purple. It was purple. OMG, is that the Idol Coleman channel? Idol Coleman kawaii. One VTuber, Lumi, went to cosplaying as herself. Oh my god, really? It's a goalie. That's amazing. I don't have the balls to like do cosplay in public. I don't have that sort of confidence. Idol Coleman? Who is this? I am Idol Coleman. Yeah, that my most recent hair dye was purple. But it wasn't actually the first time I dyed it purple. I dyed my hair purple twice already. The entire hair purple or just streaks? Like the entire hair. Entire hair purple. Yeah, I like to dye it with several colors. I think, yeah, purple was my favorite. It's my favorite. And I also got the, I don't know what it's called. What color is it called? Like ash brown? Ash gray? No, ash gray? Yeah, ash gray. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it was an ash gray color. Is there a Shlumi VTuber cosplay? Okay, I'm gonna search it right now. Oh! That's her? Oh, she's pretty. Oh my god. So cool. Yeah, I've seen her. She's like from the Merryweather thingy.
Alice Harris died.
If you go with a fake mustache, you can become Mr. Kulban. Yeah, who knows? Maybe I'll go to anime conventions. No one would know if I have a mustache on, right? No one would know. No one would notice. I love flexing her style. I have the drip. It may not look like it. It may not look like it. But I'm good at dressing up myself. I just don't do it. I just don't go all out with fashion. Because, you know, I keep it pretty low key, you know. I don't want to gather too much attention and all. But I could, if I wanted to, I could, like, dress up, like, so fancily. So, oshare. I don't know how to describe it. Like, something oshare. Oshare na. Oshare na. Fuku. Oshare. Yeah, that's my style. It may not look like it because we cannot see. True. Maybe I should do like a drawing of mine and like one of my clothes. Maybe I should make an art of myself, like a la Coleman in her like drip clothes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like to dye my hair just because it's the closest thing I can ever get to cosplaying. Because wigs are expensive as fuck. But I don't necessarily dye my hair because I'm cosplaying this character. I just think it's nice. I've always wanted to, like, dye my hair. I think the first time I dyed my hair purple, it looked like, you guys probably know her, Toa, I forgot her name, Tokuyami Toa, from Whole Life. My hair color was super, super, super like her hair. The first time I dyed my hair. And then the last time I dyed my hair purple, it was like in a darker shade of purple. Never cosplayed before? I mean, I did try. I did try cosplaying before. I just don't go out to conventions where cosplay. But I did like try to like buy cosplay items for myself, and I would just like wear them inside the room and take pictures and that's it. But I don't have the balls to like cosplay in conventions. Don't dye too much though. Yeah. I only dye my hair like once or twice a year. Only once or twice a year. Mm-mm. Don't worry, I have healthy hair. My hair is super healthy. You mentioned trying a Nino cosplay. I do have a Nino cosplay, but like I only like wore it once or twice inside my room, and I never wore it again. I just took it like a bunch of photos and like never uploaded it online. Oh my god! Now that I think about it, I just spent like dollars on a cosplay that I don't even wear. Oh my gosh! Oh no! Go with it to the next con. Yada yo! Yada! Don't do it! Yada, 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 yada. Yada, yada, yada. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. I get so... I feel like I'll get so embarrassed if someone's gonna like be like, oh, are you Nino Nakano? Can I take a picture of you? Oh my gosh. Yeah, I took the waifu literally. I am becoming my waifu. No one has seen it. I think I only like I took a bunch of photos and then picked the best one, and then like posted it not on Instagram. I think it was on my old Twitter. Yeah, it was on my old Twitter, and I even covered up my face. I even covered up my face. So, like, what's the fucking point? Do you guys know like when people like add stickers to their face? So I did a Nino cosplay, got the best picture, posted it online, but there's like a sticker on the face, so like it beats all the point of like showing it in the first place. Cause whenever like I post like photos online before, I always have like a sticker covering my face. I expected you to cover your face. Yeah. But like the funny thing about the Nino cosplay is I took the time to like wear contact lenses, wear makeup, and then properly comb my wig and just cosplay and all. But I covered it with this damn sticker. So what's the fucking point of all those minutes, hours of makeup, right? What sticker did you use? I'm not saying. You guys might find it. I don't think you guys would find it, though. Maybe not. My Twitter was on private before. Maybe not. Yeah, people tend to do that because they don't want to show their face and only the clothes. Yeah. Yeah, cosplay is for costume. Yeah. I just don't have the confidence to, like, show my face. It's not that I'm ugly. I'm just shy. I'm just shy. Not just the mouth like people do. It depends. Sometimes I would cover the entire face. Sometimes I would just cover the mouth. Sometimes I would cover, like, both the mouth and nose. It depends. Got to get back to work. Have a nice day. Thank you. Arigato. Have a nice day. Kanbatte kudasai. And I have some work to do as well, but I haven't finished my lunch yet. I should probably start eating. I'm ugly? Don't say that. You're not. Sometimes when we, whenever we feel like we're ugly, it's just us saying that to ourselves. So have a little bit of confidence. Kind of ironic that I'm saying this, but yeah. Whenever you think to yourself, oh god, I'm so fucking ugly. Just remember, you're just thinking that. You're the only one who's thinking of that. Are you sure you're not ugly? Well, I'm not ugly. I'm not ugly. I'm not ugly. I think everybody has their own charm points, you know? Wait, let me just drink coffee. Tend to be our harsher critics after all. Yeah, just remember that. Sometimes we tend to be a little too mean on ourselves. I mean, I go through that. I feel that. But you know, the looks they don't really, I don't know, maybe this is just me. We're all different after all. But, you know, looks aren't so important. You'll think to yourself that no one really gives a shit about how you look. Cause, you know, it's the good personality that matters. And, you know, if someone truly does care about you, or someone really loves you, they will, they will learn how to look past your, whatever your appearance is, or they will, in the process, love your face. But trust me when I say that people probably don't give a shit about how people look. It's gonna be like, oh, they're pretty, and then after a few seconds, they're gonna forget about you. They're just not gonna care. It's all about like the 5-second impression they'll get from your appearance, and then after that, they don't give a shit anymore. They don't really care anymore. Appearance matters less and less as you grow as old. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I used to be super self-conscious when I was a kid about my looks, because I had to look like presentable, you know. I'm a princess after all, so I gotta look like a princess. But, you know, appearances don't really matter when you're an adult. People just stop giving a shit about it. They're just gonna look at you and then get an impression for like 5 seconds, and then after 5 seconds, they're gonna forget about you. They're just not gonna care anymore. Yeah, as long as you're clean and well groomed, that's all right. I guess, you know. If we're talking about like circumstances where you have to like get out and like dress appropriately, well, that's important. That's important. Being clean and well groomed, it does the work. Yeah, just look presentable. Don't be too hard on your like natural looks. Like, don't be like, oh, I think my eye is a little tilted to the right. Oh, I think the left eye is like bigger than the right eye. Something like that. Your natural looks, you can't change them, but there are certainly ways that you can make them more presentable. You know? Yeah, just look presentable and then you're fine. You're good. You're Gucci. This is why I like staying inside the house. I saw a comment saying, if you never leave your house, you don't have to worry about how you look. That's what I do. I just don't go out. kind of ashamed though, because I got influenced by my real life friends about fashion. Like, you know, you guys know the Instagram model friend I have. I kind of like wanted to be like her, like with all the good clothes, the pretty clothes and stuff. And so, well, I did get some nice clothes for myself. Then I did try to learn how to wear makeup, and then started dyeing my hair. But what's the freaking point if I don't go outside? I literally cannot flex this, and I'm not even photogenic enough to like take photos of myself. So, but it's okay. You know what? At the very end, as long as I feel good about myself, as long as I feel confident and feel pretty by myself, then that's all that matters. A boost of confidence, you know? Go outside, touch grass. Yeah, just work. If you work on yourself, just a lot, a little time for yourself. You really wanna improve, you know? Last time I took a photo of myself is 4 years ago, and it's for identification. Oh, man. I would, like, take photos of myself, but that's only when I'm inside my room and no one is watching. Because if I were to, like, take selfies outside, that's too embarrassing for me. But, yeah, just a little boost of confidence is good. That's why I like feeling pretty by myself and keeping it all to myself. As do you guys know the like the glow ups, you know?
Oh, this kid from high school, he became a mega chad, a giga chad, once he hopped in his 20s or 30s or something like that. Yeah, the glow ups. I feel like all my friends from like school have grown up. But I've grown up too. I think I grew up too. I still had my glow up, I think. Yeah, I definitely did.
I recently made a comparison to my old photos, because I found like old photos of myself when I was like, how old was I? Like 12, 13, something like that. And then, I think I did lose, I think I lost a bit of weight. No, did I lose weight? I think around high school, I had like super chubby cheeks. But now my face is like super defined. Like, my cheeks aren't as chubby as it is anymore. Everyone has a glow up. Everyone grows up. Everybody grows up. If you grow up, you glow up. Yes, also, that's true. That, oh my god, I just said something smart. If you grow up, you glow up. So if you doubt to yourself, did I glow up? No, you glowed up. You grow up, you glow up. I didn't know if you glow up though. Okay. Take your ugliest photos from high school and then compare yourself now. You've glowed up. I don't know. I think it's like human nature that when we grow up, we do get a little more handsome and prettier, you know. I think it's human nature that our face develops. You know, write that down. If you grow up, you glow up. Oh my god. Still got the baby face? Oh my god. The baby face. I think I don't look like my age. I think I look younger than my age, but probably because I'm like forever 16. I'm for real in high school. What am I gonna do? Take your baby photo. Take your ugliest baby photo and compare yourself now so you can feel the glow up. 8th grade me, I still cringe. Oh no, you know, cringing is good. Because if you cringe at your old self, then that's just proof. That's proof of, your improvement. Like, if you cringe at your old stuff, then that means you've improved. I think I look like the scientifically average human. Scientifically average human. What does that mean? What's a scientifically average human? Oh man, I just opened Twitter and it says trending in Japan. Ai-chan. I thought it was Ida-chan. Oh my god, I thought it was Ida-chan. It's Ai-chan. What the heck? Kizuna Ai. Oh, she's trending on Twitter. I thought it was Ida-chan. Jesus. I'm gonna be different. I'm gonna cringe at my future self. Yeah! Heck yeah! I wish I could be forever 16. Oh, man. Yeah, it's hard to be... to not be a Vestinian, huh? And on Earth. Sometimes I would ask my friends. I even asked my mom. Do I look like my age? She said, well, you look... I mean, you look young. Maybe it's because of your height. Maybe it is because of my height. I don't tend to look a little older when makeup, because, you know, makeup. But, like, my natural face, I think I look... I am 16. So, yeah. Posted a meme video. Thank you. I saw it in my notice. You ever go shopping with your fashion friend? Yeah, we do. We do go shopping sometimes. Well, before the pandemic happened, before COVID happened, we used to, like, go to the mall a lot. But mostly just to eat. And then when it comes to, like, shopping for, like, fashion stuff, I would often be, like, that friend who carries the bag. Not really carries the bag, but I'm just, like, accompanying her because... I'm kind of too shy to, like, buy clothes in front of my super fashionable friend, you know? Still get asked about your ID going to places? Not really. I mean, I don't really go to places. You go shopping? You go into Hot Topic? Yes. God, yes, I like shopping with my friends in Hot Topic, yes, bitch. Nom 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 nom. So glad you have friends, Yanya. I do have friends. It's just that it has been super hard to, like, talk to them with the ongoing virus. It's, like, super hard to, like, get in touch with them. Maybe that's why you guys got the impression that I'm always alone. But before the pandemic, I did hang out a lot with my friends. I get ID'd twice by the same bartender. Maybe you gotta befriend the bartender next time. I like just trailing behind someone like a child following their parents. Sounds so cute. Are those friends in the room with us now? What? No? You saying yas reminded me of the video I made for you. Yas! Buying clothes with your fashion friend is like treating a chef friend to a cup round dinner. No! I mean, I would try to, like, browse for, like, clothes while they do their fashion thingy. But I wouldn't buy something for myself. They're, like, super hacking rich. Yeah, the Instagram model friend. Super hacking. Okanemochi. She's Okanemochi. Like, her parents are... Her parents own a business. So, like, she was always the one who's, like... Hey, let's go shopping. Hey, let's go to the mall today. Hey, Ala, because we kind of live, like, not really super close, but, like, close, but not super close. But I think out of all my friends, I live with her the closest, like, around, like, 1 kilometer away, like, 1 or 2 kilometers away. So... It's, like, super convenient to, like, hang out with her. So she would sometimes be like, huh, Isla, let's go to the mall. Isla, let's hang out. Isla, do you want to go eat? And she has a car, too. So, like, I'm like, well, okay, if you're paying for gas and driving, then sure, just bring me. Yeah. But she's, like, super nice. She's, like, super nice. I really love and appreciate her so much. Yeah, you don't have to worry about ID if you don't drink alcohol. Yeah, I don't drink alcohol. I'm 16. I'm 16. They wouldn't let a 16-year-old drink alcohol, though. If you come pick me up, I'll go with you. That's the best move. Yeah. It's like super fun to hang out with her. She's a fun person. Friend number one. Instagram model friend. And it's just really, 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 really convenient to, like, hang out with her. Super heckin' convenient. You might be 16, but you can still drink in your room. The only drinks I drink here is chocolate milk, coffee, and tea, and water. 16-year-olds drinking alcohol? Just imagine. Just imagine. I've seen younger people do it. I've seen younger people do it. Unless I'm a drunk stream when I'm not allowed to drink. I'm not allowed to drink. I'm 16. I can do a drinking stream, but only water drinking stream. Yeah, let's do a drinking stream, but only water. Let's go. I want to hear your drunk princess one day. Oh, shush. I don't know. You haven't had alcohol at all? No! The only alcohol I have is alcohol for the hands. Sixteen is legal to drink alcohol, though, in normal countries. Yeah, but I'm a good kid. I'm a good kid. Let's see who can drink a whole water bottle faster. Me or you? Yeah, let's do a drinking stream. A drinking stream. Yeah, drinking part only refers to action, so water should suffice. Yeah, drinking stream. You've absorbed alcohol through the skin, might as well drink some now. Why are you guys encouraging me? I'm a good kid. I was raised to consume only good stuff. Good kid. Why are you doubting I'm not a good kid? I'm a good kid. Hey, I would understand if people wouldn't think I'm a good kid and I'd always go outside. Well, I don't always go outside. I'm a good kid. I stay inside the house. I'm a good kid. Nom 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 nom. If drinking is so great, why didn't they make drinking too? Sheesh. Then you have only like 30 minutes for a stream.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. 30 minutes for Twitter space. Oh, no. Well, I'm almost done with my food, though. Yeah, thank you for the reminder. I really needed a reminder because I have to do some work after. Consume good stuff like straws and cupcake wrappers. Hey, I don't consume straws. Don't make me be known as the straw VTuber.
I'm a good neat. Yeah. I mean, technically, I'm not a neat because I'm not unemployed. But I like to stay inside the house. I'm a Sandake. What is it called? I'm a home person. Home person? At least you're having fun. Yeah, because we didn't have a stream yesterday. I was supposed to stream yesterday, but I didn't get to stream. That's why I'm like streaming right now. Not really streaming. I'm just having a Twitter space right now to talk.
Okay, come on.
This is the one more game version of Twitter Space, it's true.
Homebody? Hikikomori. Housewife.
I wouldn't be such a good housewife. If anything, I think my wife slash husband in the future, whatever it is, whichever it is, would do all the work. They're gonna take care of an actual toddler, aka me. So me as a housewife, that will never happen. Everyone had to become a hikikomori during lockdown. Exactly what happened to me, and it's been 2 years since. Yeah, I'd need a housewife, house husband. Are housewives the original hiki? The original hikikomoris are the housewives.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Can't be a good housewife. Why don't you have a housewife instead? That's what I was saying. I don't think I could be a good wife. I mean housewife. So I need myself my own housewife slash house husband slash house anything. Yeah. You gotta know how to take care of a princess. Just learn house chores. Yeah, I can clean. Yeah, I do the cleaning. I don't do the cooking though. But I do the cleaning. It's okay. I can do the cleaning. I can do laundry. I can do the laundry. Yeah. Yeah. Because I do my own laundry. So yeah. Servants. Yeah. I need my own servant. Yeah. Fuck marriage. I don't need marriage. I need my own slave. Isla would be the breadwinner of that. Yes. Yes. As long as my house makes a great wife, I don't care about anything else. True. Like, you literally don't need a housewife slash house husband if you got those smart appliances, that do all the things for you. Like the automatic, like the Roomba, I guess a Roomba. And then, like, I don't know, there's this video where this Chinese person owns like a smart house. They call it a smart house, and all their appliances are like smart appliances, like automatic and everything. Yeah. You could probably do everything except cooking. Yeah. But in order to be a housewife, you need to be good at cooking, though. And I can't cook.
My dream is to be a house husband of a VTuber getting the money.
Yeah, I'm the breadwinner. But it's gonna be weird, though. If I'm already married, I mean, like, In a few years, I don't know. In a few years, do you think VTubing will still be a thing? What if all the viewers are already married by then? That's scary. Can I be your chair? Nah, I like my chair. I have a cinema roll under my butt. The cinema roll chair pillow. I'm an engineer, so I could build that for you. Oh, really? That's interesting. Oh my gosh. The housewife is the wife. I mean, the housewife is the house. Are you? There's robots that cook. Pretty sure they're too expensive for more people. Yeah, robots that cook. Sugoi! A membership at Yokuzo. Oh my god, it's Roomba. Sashi booty. It's been a while. To the Roomba. Roomba number 2. Oh my gosh. Go be VTuber 2. VTuber 2. Being married is not an excuse to stop simping. Oh my god. Well, you do you. Viewers will marry each other in the future. Oh no! Oh no. I mean, you know, you didn't get your Oshi, but at least you found love thanks to your Oshi. Okaeri nasai, hisashiburi. Boomba number two. Oh my gosh, it's been forever. I've actually done some domotics, intelligent houses before for my parents. Oh! It's so cool. It's amazing. I thought you meant an actual cinnamon roll. I'm really confused. Not like cinema roll character. There will always be a new generation of delusional people towards me. I don't know. Who knows? I can't really tell what the future holds for VTubing and VTuber fans. So, what? You can still support VTubers even if you're married. It's just supporting. It's not like you're neglecting your wife / husband or anything. You can simp on your wife and your OG. Extra points if your actual wife is your OG. That would be so fucking amazing. Like, I've already told this in the chat. Wait. Let me search for it. I don't think I can find that post anymore, but there was this Japanese post where they said that where they calculated the chances of you marrying an idol, your Oshi. Yeah. I kinda searched it before. Like, it's amazing. I wonder if they're like Japanese idols who actually married their fans. Japanese idol got married, so. Japanese idol married one of their fans. I want to read stories about it. Sounds like gacha, right? Like, what are the chances? What are the chances of, like, you meeting your OG? I guess for real people, it's easier. Like talking about idols, okay? Like, idols. I guess it's easier because you would meet idols. You meet idols in real life. You know their face. But for VTubers, it's kind of hard, right? Because you don't know the face of the VTubers. Now I want that same person to calculate the chances of people actually marrying their Oshi, their VTuber Oshi. Oh my gosh. Japan. A story of an idol who married one of his fans. For many fans, the biggest dream is to marry an idol and spend the rest of their lives with her. Unexpectedly, it was made by a man in Japan, and his target is a female... Target? Stop using the word target, Jesus! Target is a female idol 27 years younger than him. Eh? Female idol 27 years younger than him. When the news broke, many netizens were shocked and labeled the ultimate male fan. According to the Japan Portal report, SPA Nikan, a 45-year-old man from Japan, simply known as Mitchan, is usually more interested in chasing the stars and became a fan of female idol Tomoe many years ago. Wow. There's no doubt that he will be there to support the events, and Mitchan lives in Oita Prefecture, where Tomoe will be playing. Well, over time, Tomoe gradually became aware that Mitchan was there, and even began to notice the days when he was absent from events, feeling empty in his heart. Oh! He also admitted that although Mi-chan was a fan, he was quite special and could talk to him about some problems he had kept to himself. Tomoe found out that she had fallen in love with Mi-chan at the same time, and Mi-chan also took the initiative to suggest a relationship between the two. Oh, wow. Wow. A cool guy. Hey. How is Cole Guard even in the chat? He doesn't even have a Twitter. What the heck? Mm-mm-mm. Oh, wait. Thank you for the super chat. I don't have Streamlabs alert, so I don't see them. I'm sorry. Default Luna, thank you. Arigato. Kuro, arigato. Yeah, it's wholesome. It's wholesome because, you know, I think VTubers would also, like, feel the same because, okay, applying the situation of Mi-chan and Tomoe, it's like a VTuber and a regular, you know, a regular watcher of her. And if this VTuber doesn't notice, oh no, where's this fan? They're always present on my streams. I guess it's something like that. If that's gonna be like in a VTuber context, you know, it's kind of wholesome, I guess, yeah. Tomoe and Mi-chan officially got married in 2020 after dating 11 months. Oh my gosh. Oh. What the fuck? Tomoe was only 17 years old at the time, however, and Mi-chan was already 44 years old. Ade! Yo. 17! I was assuming the female idol was like in her 20s, but what the fuck? 17? Yeah, that's grooming. Yo, I take it back. It's not wholesome. That's grooming. Oh my gosh. Oh my god. Mashi Mashi Keisatsu desu ka? I wouldn't mind the age gap if the girl was like in her 20s and is a full grown adult, but oh my god, 17. Jesus. Oh my gosh. That's crazy. That is crazy. See why you shouldn't be feeding the goslings? Not... yeah. I was just surprised. I thought it was wholesome, but then... 17? What the fuck? Yeah, that's a big red flag. Do we have anything else? Do we have any other wholesome stories? It's all the same! The 47-year-old male fan in Japan married the 20-year-old female. Oh no. It's still the same story. Gosh. Remember, age is just a number and jail is just a room? Heck. This is the last bite of my lunch food. Itadakimasu! What about the 37-year-old VTuber? Hey! That's not me! I don't know that! What if a VTuber does have a crush on a fan but isn't able to tell them? Sounds like the start of a television drama. Oh gosh. I don't know. VTuber has a crush on our fans. So dane. It depends, because if you're an indie VTuber, then I guess it wouldn't really matter. But if you're a corporate, then that's a big yab, bye. That's a big yab. Because it's like forbidden. It's forbidden. If it's in a corporate, in a corporate setup. But if it's indie, and you treat your community as just like a bunch of friends, and I think it's okay to like have a crush on them. Hard to have a crush on a profile picture though. I don't know. Every VTuber, every streamer is different. Maybe they think of you. Maybe they think of their crush as more than a profile picture. Cause you know, interactions. Modern age Romeo and Juliet. That's sad. You should have a crush on real and physical people. Yeah. But. Yeah. Virtual beings, you know. We're virtual beings. So our feelings shall only remain from behind the screen. Yeah, but that's a sad. Sorry, my chair is like so fucking noisy. But. Yeah. That's the sad, harsh truth about being corporate. Because, of course, you're, like, expected to, I don't know, maybe this just applies to, like, Japanese companies. Because, you know, I'm in a Japanese company. So, oh, fuck, you guys, my chair's so noisy! I just want to relax. But, yeah, I mean, we're like, not allowed to, like, not have a crush or, like, fall in love. But the thing is, we're not allowed to, like, express them as our VTuber personas. But we gotta keep the real life from VTubing separately. So, yeah. It is a sad reality, but you gotta deal with it. That's why, you know, it just made my, feelings even stronger. Like, I don't really care. If I'm a virtual being, then that's nice, because I have a crush already. This is Nino Nakano. And she's a virtual being just like me. It's true love. How long have you had a chair? It was just last year. I got it last year. I got it last year, like July last year. Wait, I'll let the chair say its part. Nothing good comes out of trying to date someone famous. Really? Is you don't know? I don't know. Really? Yeah, what are the disadvantages of, like, dating a celebrity? Let's talk about celebrities. If you get married to a celebrity, that wouldn't, like, really create a lot of controversy, right? How much are you moving that chair? I don't know! I'll just use it! I don't do anything but just sit on it! Are you buying that chair from an online store? No, it was perfect the last time! I don't know what happened now, it's not super noisy! That chair is the king of speaking facts. so private life. Yeah. Celebrity fans will go after you out of jealousy. Oh no. That's scary. So nah. That's why, you know, it's okay to like just marry someone, well, not really. You know, average, but like, I also don't want to get my private life out there. So, you know, it would be just cool to like just get married to like someone you know your private life is secure with or anything. Yeah, I'll finish my lunch. Do I have work? I think I can spare like 5 more minutes. I'm just stalling. I know, but wow. Yeah, she's so tall. Yeah, I don't want to work. I want to do work. People prying into your life, so no sense of privacy. Oh my gosh. I'm scary. Lesson learned, don't marry celebrities. Marry your anime waifu, husbando. Be like me. That's why celebrity wants to keep their love life a secret. Oh no, that's sad. Alan Joyce talking. That's too much. Not really. I just, you know. I don't know. By the way, Nami reminded us yesterday about Overwatch. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Interesting. It's happening, boys. It's happening. Oh, man. Now I'm sleepy. Nami! Oh, fuck. I'm getting sleepy. I'm getting sleepy. Have a stream tomorrow, right? Yeah, LA Noir, 11 p.m. JST. Okay. Okay, okay. Well, I guess I gotta stop stalling now. I gotta go to work. I don't have meetings anymore, but I gotta do some tasks that I have to pass within the day. Sleep no work. Gambato! Let's do our best, everyone. Woohoo! Gambato! Let's do our best. What if I'm so sleepy? 15-minute nap? That's what I told to myself earlier. And it became a fucking 1 hour nap. I slept through the fucking meeting. I slept through the meeting. That shit was so goddamn embarrassing. Gambate! Gambalo! Let's do our best. Whatever you guys have to do, if you have work, if you have schoolwork, if you have anything to do, do your best. You got this. Gambate kudasai. Let's do our best. Yes. I'm not gonna be sleeping. I'm gonna be working now. So, okay. Goodbye, guys. Kite kurete arigatou. Thank you. Good night. I mean, goodbye. I said good night. I said goodbye. Goodbye. Why did I say good night? Goodbye. Bye. I'll see you guys tomorrow for LA Noir. Yay. Bye. Arigatou gozaimasu. Bye.